first, I weren't really too keen on it, but as time went on, I think I kind of liked the idea of meeting someone new.
I think it was interesting as well as, like, fun and exciting, just knowing that my family have kind of gone out there first. And although
getting
really,
the family's
really,
approval, right? It's just...
Yeah. I felt really, really nervous at first, just completely meeting someone at all. But just knowing that your family are already pleased with them, or kind of...
I think for the family to make the first move is the most important thing.
Yeah, just knowing that they're going to be happy. Yeah, I think that was important for both of us, which is why we kind of agreed to it at first. But, I mean, it's 3 years now, and we learned so much about each other. And
time's flown by.
I think through our marriage, like, it just, everything fell into place.
Mm.
You learn to love that person. And you kind of just appreciate everything you have.
For our family to be happy is just
great, and
really.
For them to see us happy together is just a bonus.
I expected her to be a typical housewife, just at home, sitting there, watching TV, not doing
How
much.
How could you expect that?
Well, of course, what did you think I was going
to
expect?
I expected you to not do the washing up.
Oh, no.
And I was right.
But, I mean, yeah, we share its responsibilities now, don't we?
Yeah,
I do quite a lot,
have,
come on.
Yeah, all right, fair enough, you do.
We go out, I didn't think she would be outgoing and do these things. I thought she would just stay at home. People have this weird assumption that their family just get them together and they just...
They're kind of forced into
it.
They're just putting two strangers together. Although it is kind of... People don't really take into the idea that you get to know that person, you learn to love that person.
Yeah, I think that is a big factor of it.
Yeah, and...
It's not just getting married straight away without knowing the person, without having to...
Kind of...
Talk to them. I mean, just... Having a genuine conversation with that person says a lot about them.
People kind of assume, oh, you didn't get to choose that person yourself. That's completely odd. And, you know, that's not really the case.
You didn't grow into them, but I mean...
Yeah. You know, you still have that opportunity to learn to love that person just as you would, even if it wasn't arranged marriage.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's definitely not like that. It's just the same as a dating website, really. I mean, the only difference is that your family tick the boxes and not you.
Yeah. Even then, you still obviously have your say. You still get to tick your own boxes. It's not like they're not going to consider what you want.
Yeah.
So, technically, it's like people go onto dating websites and meet that stranger. So, we're just doing it in a completely different way.
Mostly, you know, Asian family have cultural things and the family values. And they much more enjoy it when it's arranged marriage. So, we get to spend more time with both families. I would say, like, I wouldn't force my children to have an arranged marriage, but I would love them to have it. Because I'm more friend to my son from the teenager. He's more open to me, and I know what is his taste. And he can be a very shy person in the first place, but I know what he's looking for and his taste. And that we'll try our best to, you know, find someone to match it.